inshaAllah to be nothing and enter Allah's oceans of rahmah. And always a reminder for myself, the alhamdulillah from Mawlana Shaykh's teachings and love and blessings taking us to the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad. And that the ulum, the knowledge that they teach is from the Muhammadan realities. And they teach that the way of haqqaiq and the way of realities must be based on an adab, that knowledge and that reality is from the ocean of Muhammad Rasulullah. That to directly talk about La ilaha illallah and talk about the realities of Allah without talking about the realities of Prophet is against the adab, against the mannerisms in which to think yourself that you have passed the imam, past the maqam of Sayyidina Muhammad astaghfirullah, and to begin to talk from what's not correct. So they always teach that from the heart of Prophet these knowledges, and that every majlis that is claiming to be from haqqaiq, they must be excessively in love with Sayyidina Muhammad, must be continuous durood sharif and not the sharif, because that which you love loves you, that which you focus on focuses on you, and the best in which to focus on is Sayyidina Muhammad. The best of creation to love is Sayyidina Muhammad. That love, that focus, that nazar will take us to the reality of La ilaha illallah, will take us to the reality of Allah. That now what exists are the hadith interpreters. They take hadith and translate it in Urdu, take hadith translate it in English, but not the connection with the heart of Prophet, heart of awliyaullah, from atiyaullah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, atiyaullah, atiyaa Rasul, wa ulul amri minkum, that they're not accessing the love and the heart of Prophet to bring the holy hadith and bring it alive. Like an ocean in which to swim and to take realities from endless realities of the holy words of Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa Allah describes, if all the oceans were ink and all the trees were pens, Allah's words would never finish. Allah's words manifest through the tongue of Sayyidina Muhammad and the qalb al Muhammadiyya, and begin to teach us that from every hadith they can take an ocean of reality. And from one such hadith in which Prophet described that Allah is not in the heavens and not on earth but on the heart of his believer. On the heart of his believer. And for us the only believer that we are focusing on is the reality of Sayyidina Muhammad. From the hadith they take us all the way to the beginning and the foundation of your belief. That when Prophet is describing that Allah not on the heavens, there's nowhere you can go and Allah is sitting there, because these are the mujassimiyun, these are the people who make Allah like a statue, astaghfirullah. And they say that He steps down at Salatul Tahajjud, anthropomorphism. That Allah has no direction, has no location, there's no way to access Allah in which you would breathe or you would occupy the same space with Allah. It's impossible, astaghfirullah azeem. So they begin to teach that what Prophet wanted to teach us is that Allah is clarifying, I'm not on heavens and I'm not on the earth, but I'm on the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad, my believer. That's why he is Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam. From there they begin to teach, now the foundation of your belief has to be understanding that reality, because every ulum and every knowledge will be from Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. That's why they say every amal start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. all of Holy Qur'an, see the depth and the scope of this reality. The whole of Holy Qur'an is in 7 verses of Fatiha, like a laser. Its realities can be found in the 7 holy verses, 7 holy openings for all of creation. All of Basira Surat al-Fatiha can be found in 19 letters of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. All of the ulum of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem can be found in the Ba. But for the Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem means that every knowledge from the point of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem means every reality that being taught from the point of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, awliyaullah come into our life that make sure the foundation of the knowledge you're attaining is based on a secure foundation. If it's not on a secure foundation, as if building a house upon a cliff, because that knowledge will make you to be a pharaoh, because knowledge is power. Dunya, they use knowledge, they hide knowledge, and they have agencies just for knowledge, and they gather what they call intelligence. They imitate the heavenly. The heavenly knowledge is an angelic power, is a reality. But how to know if that knowledge is based on haqqaiq or based on nafsani, the nafs and bad desires and pharaonic understanding? By knowing the hadith that Allah says, I'm not on heaven and I'm not on earth, but I'm on the heart of my believer. So before you can open the ulum of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, you must know what is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. The power of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem is only as good as your understanding of what is A'udhu Billah. Because every reality that you're trying to open, they're teaching these holy words that seek refuge. A'udhu billah, billah, from the shaitan. But then most normal people would say that, oh, seek refuge in Allah, Allah from shaitanir rajim. Where's Allah? When I want to seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, where am I going? And this is the confusion of this dunya. So something very simple, it's a key. Anywhere you go, first thing ask is, explain to me A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. If it's so simple that, no, seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, you're wrong. Because where is Allah? The hadith, Allah said, if you want refuge in me, then seek refuge in those who are already in my refuge. Keep the company of those who are already in my refuge and my umbrella of safety. That's how the ocean of this holy hadith and all holy hadith of Prophet are eternal oceans of reality. That when they begin to contemplate and tafakkur, Ya Rabbi, I'm seeking the reality of A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, where can I find you, Ya Rabbi? I say, why are you looking to me instead of looking to Sayyidina Muhammad? Begin to read the holy hadith of Prophet, and Prophet describes, Allah's not on heavens and not on the earth but on the heart of his believer. Because of humility, Prophet didn't want to say that Allah's on my heart, but out of humility. So the believer for Allah is Sayyidina Muhammad. So the reality of A'udhu Billah is that seek refuge in those who are already in Allah's refuge. Means keep the company and the love of Sayyidina Muhammad, that he is the cave of safety, he's the cave of all realities. He's Allah's rahmah. When Allah describing the companions of the cave, is take yourself to the cave and I will shower my mercy upon you. Because the Qur'an is not a storybook of old stories, it must be alive right now for me and you in which to govern our lives. It's not an old fairy tales, So Allah teaching us, run from shaitan and move into the cave, move into that reality, and I'm going to dress you from my rahmah. And my rahmah and rahmatan lil alameen is Sayyidina Muhammad. So that's why when you read these durood sharif and you read the naat sharif, your soul is running to Prophet. Your physicality maybe has some issues because of big egos, but that which you mention and that which you love, your soul moves to its reality. The soul moves to the presence of Madinatul Munawwarah, to the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad, and begin to take the nazar and the light and the salawats of Prophet back onto the soul. That every time you mention one time Sayyidina Muhammad, Prophet mentioning 10 times. And that is the reality of A'udhu Billah. That is the reality in which Allah has granted the safety to Prophet. By loving Sayyidina Muhammad, you achieve that light. By praising upon Sayyidina Muhammad, you achieve that light. By keeping the companionship of Sayyidina Muhammad, no way shaitan can come. Shaitan is scared of Sayyidina Muhammad. That's why Qur'an was saying in the fight, shaitan would tell the people, I see what you don't see, I see the haqq, I know the reality, I see what you don't see, you people are blind. But I see the haqq of Sayyidina Muhammad and the two we can't be together. His job is to make fitna, but his job no way allows him to be near Sayyidina Muhammad, because that nurul haqq will destroy and obliterate everything. So teaching us that you want to seek refuge, then seek refuge in those who are already in Allah's refuge. And qalb al-mu'min baytullah, that is the cave of Allah. Again, everything is not in relationship to me and you, but in relationship to the reality of Prophet. So when Prophet coming and teaching that the qalb of the mu'min is the house of Allah, this is further proof from holy hadith, then you should be running to the house of Allah, which is Sayyidina Muhammad's heart. You should be running to the love of Prophet, trying our best to gather the attention of Sayyidina Muhammad with again durood sharif, all the good actions, all the good associations. And Prophet is teaching through holy hadith that my heart is the house of Allah. If you come near it, you will be in the house of safety, you will be in the cave of safety, and Allah's rahmah should be showering upon. And that begins the way of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. If that uloom is not with that understanding, it's going to fall. When they don't build their knowledge based on the greatness of Prophet, based on the heart of Prophet, based on the light of Sayyidina Muhammad, they find themselves to be something. As this knowledge is growing and they begin to speak, it's as if they forgot Prophet. They speak very much on Allah's behalf, but yet they barely mention Sayyidina Muhammad, because the nafs is growing like a pharaoh, ananiya, thinking it's something, it's something, it's something, that it has achieved something. That's why the foundation of haqqaiq must be based on the love of Prophet, that he is the treasure of Allah. He is the heart in which Allah is talking about, the house in which Allah is talking about, that to seek refuge within that heart, to love Prophet. When you love that heart and love that house, what Prophet described of iman is that you have to love me more than you love yourself, and that becomes nurul iman. With nurul iman, every action from Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem will be activated. Will be activated with its reality and with its power and its support of Sayyidina Muhammad. We pray that in these holy days and the opening now coming soon of Rajab, the holy month of Rajab, the holy month of Shaban, and the holy month of Ramadan, that they open more and more love for Sayyidina Muhammad, more and more love for Ashabi Nabi, Ahlul Bayt and Nabi, and awliyaullah, and they take us to the cave of safety, dress us from the lights of the heart of Prophet and grant us from the lights of the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salaamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bi hurmati Muhammad al Mustafa wa bi siri Surat al Fatiha.